Okay.
So yesterday we started Kuf Beis. So we're on page 262. So yesterday in Aleph we saw that there's an Isser to sit near someone who is davening or saying Shema. And the reason is, the simple reason is, because that person is davening, speaking to Hashem or saying Shema, you're sitting there. Based upon that, we saw that, therefore, like, if you're learning, some people are leaning, if you're learning or you're doing something else, okay. So, base. Yesh misha omer, there's an opinion. Shim hayoshe bitzara mispalo, that if you're the person who's sitting next, I don't want to say you, the person sitting next to the one who's davening is cholosh, is known to be a weak person. So mutter, so then he could sit there. In other words, again, as I like to say, think of the concept. The concept is that people will think you're a bum. Everybody knows it's a weak person. So he's sitting there because he's weak. It's not because he doesn't want to daven. It's not because nobody would ever suspect him of such a thing. So therefore, again, according to this opinion, the Mishnah Berurah says it has to be that it's known that he's an older person, or a weaker person, whatever the case may be. So then it would... be okay. But the Mishnah Berurah says it would be, when do we rely upon this leniency? That would only be if the person who's sitting is on the side. Remember we discussed this yesterday. There's in front of the person and there's on the side of the person. On the side of the person is more lenient than sitting right in front of them. Because if you're sitting right in front of them, so then you're messing up his kavana, right? We're going to get to that a little more in a second. But again, if it's off the side, person's known to be a weak person, so then even though they're sitting very close to them and they're not doing anything, but still it would be okay according to these opinions, because again, no one would suspect that you're doing anything wrong because, you know, it's a weak person. Okay. Gimel, im hayoshev yashav kvar. Let's say you were sitting there. You were sitting there. And then the amad zeh betzido, and all of a sudden somebody comes and starts diving right next to you. I was here first, right? So, ein tzarach lakum. You don't have to get up. You don't have to. Why? Shareze ba bigvulo. You know, you came into where I was. So therefore, you don't have to get up. Rather, the Mishnah Berurah says, when the guy wants to daven, he should go 4 amos away from you. Why should you have to get up? Now, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this. Well, let's finish the halacha first. Let's do that. Mishnah Berurah says this is specifically if you're davening in your house. But if you're davening in a shul, so then even if you were here first, somebody comes in and wants to daven, you have to move. Why? Because if you sit down in a shul, or like in a base measure, like here, so you have to assume somebody's going to come in or somebody has the right. In other words, the whole idea is, this guy's coming into my territory. What do you mean? This entire territory, so to speak, is davening territory. Remember, they used to have Marlboro country, right? This is davening country, right? The whole... So again, obviously, we'd rather somebody daven with a minion. But in that case... you'd have to get up and move, even though you were there first. There's one exception. If there's a Rav sitting learning with people, and all of a sudden the Mishnah Berurah says, 10 people walk in and start davening. Minyan time. So then the Shir doesn't have to get up. The Shir doesn't have to get up. And they don't even have to get up at all. What's the at all? So let's continue with the Rama. The Rama says, so again, if I was sitting at home, all of a sudden, when my kids comes or my wife comes and starts davening, I don't have to get up. They came into my territory. She should move away. But the Rama says, "Mi kol makom." However, midas chasidus hu. It's a midas chasidus. Lokom afilu b'chai gavna. It's best that I get up anyways, even though the other person's at fault. You know, it's in a house or whatever that may be. But still, it would be a midas chasidus for me to get up. Now, getting back to the case I said before, the Mishnah Berurah says that midas chasidus because I am removing a mikshol, a stumbling block from somebody else. Because they're making me look bad. So it's their fault. It's their fault. They're making me look bad. Right? Well, it's not my fault. They're making me look bad. So therefore, it's a mias chasius to move. So again, getting back to the case I mentioned before, that if there's a shear, and somebody's giving a shear, and all of a sudden a minion swoops down and wants to dive in wherever the shear is, they don't have to move at all. Mishnah Berurah says there's not even a mias chasius in that case. There's not even a mias chasius. Okay, let's just do a download very quickly, and we'll have to get to the Mishnah Berurah's building there tomorrow. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Does the shear, does that mean a minion? A minion of...
No, he doesn't say that. You mean a minion of shear goers?
Yes.
He doesn't say that. He just says, Rav sheyoshev im talmidim. Talmidim, I guess, assume is two or more, right? I always say, my reshiva says, you know, one is a chavrusa, two is a shear. Two is a shear. I'm like, I don't know. That's the way it works. Dalit. Usser, now this is a different, people mix up these two cases because they're in the same semen and it's similar, but Usser lavor keneger hamispalim besok dal ramos. Now again, the last halacha was, and yesterday's halacha was, if someone is davening or saying Shema and I come close to them, so I shouldn't sit down near them because it looks bad. Here we're talking about something else. Somebody's davening and I go in front of them. I walk in front of them. So you're not allowed to do that. Within four amas of that person, dafka lifneya. When we're talking about walking in front of somebody, it's in front of them. But off to the sides, let's say, I don't know, Mr. Flachman is davening and I want to go by the side, so even though, well, we'll see what this is, but still, mutter la'avor, excuse me, I will betzideya mutter la'avor v'lamor. But on the side, you are allowed to. Machaber says, go on the side. Now, again, we'll get into this a little more. But Emir Tashem, well, let's do it very quickly. Mishnah Berurah explains the reason. The reason is, if somebody's davening and I go in front of them, it's sort of like the same idea we saw by Shema. The main reason we saw by Shema is because it looks bad. But we said some people say because you mess up his kavana. So that applies by Shmon Esrei. Somebody's davening Shmon Esrei, right? So it doesn't happen too often, but once in a while I saw, you know, let's say on Sunday or whatever, some of, you know, the chazan's davening, and walks right in front of him, maybe to look at the luach, or I don't know what, right? So that's usur. You're not allowed to do that. You can't walk right in front of somebody. Why? Because Mishnah Berurah says you mess up his kavana, right? You're walking right in front of somebody, so even if that goes, yeah, it's distracting. So therefore, you're not allowed to do that. And the Mishnah Berurah brings out a different reason. The Chai Adam gives a different reason. And that reason is, as we also mentioned yesterday, because you're interrupting between the person and the Shekhinah. We discussed that yesterday also, 2 days ago, whatever it was. That in other words, the Shekhinah we know is right, is, we discussed this before, is right with the person. Oh, you butt in. You're walking right over there. So it's an interesting idea. In other words, within four amas would be a problem. So again, that's, we'll get into this obviously a lot more as we go through it, but it's a very, very important halacha. We see this coming up very often, or especially if it's crowded. I just wanted to end up with a very interesting story. I just saw it a couple days ago, actually, a week ago, and that is the reality of the way a gadol thinks, they tell a story about Rav Moshe Feinstein. I just saw it a couple days ago. That all of a sudden Rav Moshe had to leave. And then all of a sudden he stops. And he doesn't move. So he said, why isn't the Rosh Yeshiva moving? He said, there's a wall in the way. So he pointed out to the guy who was with him that there was somebody davening. So he couldn't pass in front of that person within four amos because, Dr. Magid! He would be in violation of this halacha. So again, this is a very interesting idea. The idea is the reality that Talmud Chacham has. In other words, for Moshe, you can't just, well, okay, I'll slip by or, you know, something like that. You know, it's like he felt like there was a wall there. It was like a physical wall there and he couldn't go by that. Very interesting idea.
People go over the W-L-O-I. This is like, that's why I say it's like, my